I love the Lord. I do. And I love His Word. And I pray you're traveling and throughout His Word in 2015, drawing closer to Him. We're talking about being dead to sin. When you are born again, now I'm not talking about just saying a few words and that's it. I'm talking about repenting of your sins, surrendering your life, making Jesus not only Savior, but Lord of your life. His grace is there for you to cleanse you and to forgive you for all the unrighteousness that you've ever committed. The grace of God is sufficient. Once you're born again, you are dead to sin, the Word of God says. We make the choice to sin if we sin, but we don't have to make that choice. I love it. It says in Romans chapter 6, verse 10, "For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." What does it say here? We are to reckon. In other words, that's an accounting term, means to count, to take inventory. That must be our conclusion. Likewise, conclude this fact that you are dead to sin. Get it established in your mind and in your spirit. I am dead to sin. I don't have to sin every day. I don't have to lie. I don't have to lust. I don't have to cheat. I don't have to gossip. I don't have to have a temper. I don't have to cuss. I can make the choice because I am dead to sin. Reckon yourself. Make this your determination. I'm dead to sin. I am dead to sin. Just say that out loud if you are born again. I am dead to sin. I've had people say, well, you know, she pushed me too far, or he did that, as if it's their fault. That's a lie. Maybe stuff happens to us that is unjust and unfair. Maybe somebody cuts you off on the highway. Maybe somebody rubs you the wrong way. But they can't make you sin. Nobody can make you sin. You are dead to sin. I've been to a funeral, and I've preached quite a few funerals. Not one dead person complained about the message I preached. Not one dead person said that they thought they would get more flowers. Not one dead person complained about the temperature of the funeral home. Nobody complained about who showed up and didn't show up. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was offended. That was dead. Why? Because they were dead. Dead men don't swat flies. Dead men don't wipe sweat. Dead men do not pay attention to their flesh. And when we reckon ourselves dead to sin, what we are saying is that temptation, that thing out there, I'm not going to feed my flesh because I am dead to that. I am not going to serve that. I'm serving God. I have reckoned myself. I have taken inventory, and I've come to this conclusion. I'm alive unto Christ. I'm dead to sin. I want to encourage you today. If you're sinning, it's because you don't have the right conclusion. You need to have the conclusion of what it says in Romans chapter 6. You need to get in it and meditate on it until God makes it real to your heart and life. You can live a life without having that fear, that temper. You can do without that alcohol. You can stop smoking. You don't have to overeat. You don't have to be mean to people. You can live victorious. You can do it in Jesus' name. My heart is for He's Alive Radio and for as many people as we can take to heaven with us. But I need your help to do that. I need to hear from you. January is an expensive month, my friend. We have over $8,000 in fees that we have to pay every January. It is so costly. And my friend, I need, in order to keep your station, need to keep this ministry going, I must hear from enough of you. Would you pray, first of all, and would you give? Would you do it? When you give this month of January, we are going to send you the coaching CD entitled Your Glorious Turnaround. And our special guest is Pastor Keith Collins, and he is the director of Fire School of Ministry and head pastor of Fire Church right there, right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, it will give you hope, and I pray that you will see and realize how your turnaround is possible and get a burden for this nation as well. That CD is yours. Write to us. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.